Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Man, we are back. I'm back. And today, oh my goodness gracious, this is going to be a good one. Today is about the five life skills for growth. And to be honest with you, that improvement that in 2015 I started seeing shades of until I finally bought that Napoleon Hill Bible. I knew that was going to be a protector in a new life of different things. I wanted to go into 2016 being an entirely different person. As racist and ugly 2015 was, I told myself, regardless of all the disgusting ass parents that looked at me bad, the students that were just ignorant and arrogant as hell, the horrible teachers, the horrible staff, the horrible place that I lived at, the people who did me wrong and so many other things, I told myself I'm going to be going into the year totally different. And so considering that there are so many people around the world who listen to me, I just want to say it means so much to me, you know, because I take personal development very seriously. Over the last week, I've been doing a hell of a lot better in terms of the things that I need to get done, in terms of productivity, in terms of necessity. And because I love having those deep reflections of life to see if I'm living truly in my spirit. And so there is a question that I get pretty often. There's a question I hear that a lot of people need the answer to. And it is, what are the main things that I need to work on? You know, like, what are the five skills for growth? Now, five skills that you need in the next 5 years, totally different from the five skills of growth. And so there are five key areas that we really need to break down that make us better, that allow us to serve, to be a better team member, to be a better husband, wife, to be a better son, daughter, whatever you want to call it. And this is what we're going to be diving into. Number one, mastering your self-talk. And so our thoughts, especially about ourselves, they drive our esteem, the resilience, the confidence. Whether or not we show up engaged, joyous, passionate, or maybe you just coming into the day, oh, I have to do this. You know, that turns us into smaller people. Remember, my self-talk from 2015, when I started getting those nasty comments, when I started seeing, you know, a lot of Thai women with a lot of white men, but, you know, it was completely, you know, different from my perspective. You could only imagine how bad and how difficult it was for me. For years, everyone would always say, why don't you have a girlfriend? And my negative self-talk was, well, Thai women hate black men, Thai women hate black men, Thai women hate black men. I would say that over and over and over. That was my self-talk. See, when my self-talk was negative and pessimistic and awful and self-shaming, calling myself just black, it was hard for me to experience joy or happiness over the long term. It was hard for other people to accept me, regardless of the new suits that I had purchased. And it was simply because, well, I didn't believe in myself. I didn't have the confidence. And that created a greater doubt. And what that ultimately does, it draws us into a pool of pessimism. And I can tell you right now, the biggest difference and one of the biggest differences that you can make right now is, well, how we speak to ourselves. So again, rich people do speak poorly to themselves sometimes. And the down and out folks, they speak to themselves in wonderful ways, all of which also have an impact on our happiness. I've never met anyone who really didn't work on their self-talk, how they presented themselves, how they played and went and served and interacted. Most people, they are rooted with the I am statements. And they're always negative. I'm a jerk. I'm lazy. I'm awful. I'm ugly. I'm worthless. I'm unlovable. And this absolutely is part of your psyche, your identity, and it wrecks your life. We could also be encouraging ourselves, though, right? Still in this game, you know, to be passionate, to be excited to serve, and say, I am willing, I am lovable, I care. Those are powerful statements. And guess what? That has an absolutely powerful manifestation on your psyche too. So I would like you to go capture some journal notes. I want you to think about what your self-talk has been like the last several days. Has it been positive, negative, encouraging and powerful, or empowering, or hateful and shaming? And it's great because you end up getting that awareness, you know? You become more self-aware of the thoughts, and that's a new activity. But the thing is, most people don't document, and part of that self-awareness just becomes, okay, this is just who I am. This is who I'll always ever be. But they really don't have those self-talks with themselves. That's the biggest problem. Stress management is the number two. Now, again, just like me, most people are bad. Okay, they get too fired up, like me. They get too worried, like me. They get too upset, like me. Get too anxious, not like me. Freaked out, angry. You know what? About things that don't even deserve our energy. You know, have you ever read something online and you got so angry about it? That's undeserving of your energy. That thing that is now ubiquitous online forever, you will never be able to get rid of that thing that is online because it's forever. But to be honest with you, when you're mad at things like that, things that don't even deserve our attention, it ultimately ends up reframing who we are. And it's crazy because that thing that was written online by someone that you'll never meet, why are you allowing that to have control over you? You see, there is always unfairness, people. I get it. Racism, been a part of it for a long time, still am. Inconvenience, the trash politics, the challenges, the obstacles, the systematic, institutional, whatever you want to call it, nationwide, worldwide. All of these things that we have to go through. And guess what? There are some people that don't have to go through this. I had become very, very jealous of all white men who had come to Thailand because these guys, who some of them can't even speak English, would get more money than me. Some Russians that would come here to Thailand to work as a teacher, and they got more money than me because they were white. That's it. Obviously, the clowns couldn't even teach English. And these are and were the problems and why I ended up developing so much hate for a system that I couldn't abolish and I wasn't doing the right thing to even voice it, you know? And it's really easy for a lot of people, a 30-year-old guy to come here, handsome, he could have anything, but unfortunately, that's just how it is out here. He can have anything that moves. And I always said, and I would just stress myself out and be anger about that and just angry about that on a continuous basis. But see, when you're learning to manage your stress, not saying you'll never have it, but to manage it. Some people feel stressed, just like me, and they use that as an excuse to lash out. Some online troll 7 years ago who said, "Ew, black man, low class pin," when she said it to me, I use it as a way to interact with other people. And I would always make women feel bad and say, "Oh, well, black women, I mean, what, Thai women hate black men." There was a Thai woman that said, "Ew, black man, low class pimp." See, when I'm saying Thai women, I'm actually including the person who's standing right before me. And that's how I would always hurt people who always got near me. See, it's easy to become or be rude to anyone when you're coming from a place of hate, you know? And so it creates more of that division against other people. And remember, things don't have to cause us stress. The things, the objects, the outer world experiences, if you will, from like the inner world and stuff like that, your inner mind is taking interpretation in, making interpretation, running it through your self-talk and your identity and deciding how to how to respond, feel, and how to act. See, emotions of immediate stress, though, biologically, that's just automatic. It's physical, it's within the body, it's impulsive. In other words, emotion could come straight up just like that, the blink of an eye. So that's why there's stress management, right? You can just feel stress and don't know why, you know, just like me. I remember one time I would get an email on Monday at about, let's say, 1 p.m., okay, that had the same content would piss me off if I got it later on that evening at 8 p.m. And then I would go onto my podcast and bitch about all things in regards to that. That's just how I reacted to situations. That's just who I was at the time. And I accepted that, you know? And so you get an email on Monday, but if you get it on a Wednesday at 4 p.m. when you're tired, you would create a different response because it's at a different time. Is this stress causing me to rise to my best self? Is a question you need to ask yourself. Or is it lowering your own values and behaviors? This is required. It's not easy. Stress management is required for a good life. And to be honest with you, you know, stress management today was one of those days. It was one of those days that I had to, you know, hurry up and basically take a motorcycle, and I didn't even make it here because it started raining cats and dogs. Did I stand there angry at the weather and stress about the weather and stress about anything? Absolutely not. I knew that it was way out of my control. And all I would have to do is just take a deep breath in, out, and say, all right, this rain will stop. Girlfriend will pick me up. That'll be the end of it. Yesterday, I tried getting about seven taxis to take, you know, that same transportation to come back here. Didn't work. Didn't work at all. And it took probably about 10 minutes, but I'm like, hey, listen, it's going to work. And I've already accepted that this is more prone to happen. It's just what it is. But about a month ago, I let it succumb me and say, oh my God, this Grab driver didn't come and this and that. Oh my God, I'm going to cancel. I'm going to go home instead. Again, I was already very irritated from the night before and the day before, but nonetheless, that's just giving you a perspective of the two different Arsenios there were. And so I want you to be very good at managing stress now too. What brings you joy after all these years? Me? It's probably knowing that people count on me, you know? Never means like it's not that I don't get angry or frustrated. I will be calm and ask myself, how will my best self show up in this situation? You know, I didn't get mad at anyone during the rainstorm. I didn't get mad at Grab when I had a bad driver. I didn't get mad at, you know, the Grab drivers trying to pick me up while they were still inside the shopping center. I just said, man, it shouldn't be allowed, but there's nothing I could do about it. So that's the end of it. Spilled milk. One of the fundamental reasons to get a life coach is to get an outside observer to see how you react to situations. That's exactly what my life coach had done back in 2020 during the COVID mess. And so I was still very difficult, but I began looking at different things and from a different vantage point, and it changed my life forever. Number three, success habits. I preached this all along. Developing habits, routines, practices, and deliberate ways to developing to make you successful. That means courageously probably speaking up for yourself. Yes. Writing down goals in your journal. Yes. Practicing them if you're going to have long-term self-improvement. Yes. And I've been probably the most productive I've been in these last 2 weeks, or let's just say 10 days, and the entire year. Because I know my why and I work for it now. I didn't know my why before. And it's funny because after what had happened, you know, recently with one of my ex-students getting a 95 and sharing the information, my information on his IG, I had 20 additional followers and I got another girl to buy my course and additional clients just like that. It's funny because before I was just so, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, how's this gonna work? What's gonna happen? How's this gonna work? What's gonna happen? Then I actually took a step back and said, hey, you know what? Oh, yeah. I got one big student. She paid a big lump sum. The other one had bought. And then now we're going to get a few others. And I'm like, okay, got to continue building this. Funny, because these are all new clients, not the ones that said that they would next, you know, soon, or the ones that just disappeared. No. These are the ones that actually went through with it and actually bought. And that's what I'm so excited about. So success habits. Know your why, no matter what. regardless. You got to believe in the unseen. Number four, social intelligence, learning to work with other people and reading them. Getting outside of your emotional world and recognizing that people have their own experiences too. Noticing when other people are down, upset, hurt, frustrated, worried, anxious, happy, confused, learning to focus on them, those other people. And nonetheless, you got to know that you want to serve and care for them and have that empathy and that compassion. You know, and it's like, really, to be honest with you, having that genuine or those genuine, authentic questions and asking those questions to other people, learning to approach them and saying, okay, well, let me ask these people some questions and then listening to them. These are the fundamental things that I learned in the gym. They were the most beautiful women I had come across beginning in 2017. I actually dated one. Unbelievably beautiful. And then 2018, and then 2019, these women were unbelievable. And that's what I'm just so, you know, and what did, could I had done that before? No, because I had no confidence because I thought those women, put them in the box, they don't like Black people. But then everything changed. You know, how I met friends in college, dentists in Australia, dental assistants abroad, so many other people. It's because I always said, okay, how am I going to influence this interaction with these people and connect with them? And then the final one, skill development. You got to learn how to master those skills, becoming proficient and better. I've been posting a lot of videos. I mean, a lot lately, as a matter of fact, in terms of my TOEFL, the different trainings that I have and stuff like that. And it's because, like, obviously I got an additional 20, you know, additional followers. And now that I finally got some wonderful consultations of a 112 out of 120 and a 95 out of 120, that has helped me a significant amount because even that helped me with someone who didn't even know who I was and just bought my course just recently. I got to develop those skills. It's funny, just about 4 or 5 days ago, I was like, man, I'm not posting anything on IG. It's worthless. There's no one on there. But then now I got an additional 20 people and I'm like, okay, let me focus on these 20 people because those 20 people could turn into another 40 just like that. And so learning faster and better really matters because guess what? Now I'm at the top of the game in my niche market. So understanding the skill development, whatever it is that you're in and you love it, continue developing and be that number one, the number 1%. I'm your host as always, over and out.